Fred Warmbier said his family gets tremendous support from the U.S., but not South Korea. And that's a real problem, he said, that needs to change. Fred and Cindy Warmbier spoke to reporters as part of a conference on North Korea's human rights abuses. Cindy said it's unacceptable to ignore the human rights issue because talks are taking place over North Korea's nuclear weapons. Her son, Otto, was on a tour in North Korea when he was arrested for allegedly trying to steal a propaganda poster. He was sentenced to 15 years hard labor and only released 17 months later after he had fallen deathly ill. I'm Bruce Harrison in Seoul.